It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a five-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. Hey everyone, and welcome to this Whiskey Quickie, and we're taking a look at a brand new expression coming from Trey Zoller over at Jefferson's, and this is the Jefferson's Straight Rye Whiskey finished in cognac casks.
Ooh, I'm a big fan. Have we seen a rye in cognac?
I don't know. I'm sure we have.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing finishes.
That's besides the point. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, but it's okay because I think there's a lot of good history that comes here because this is actually the second time in the brand's almost 25-year history that they are coming out with another rye whiskey. So if you remember back in like, I think it was like 2008 days, they used to have the Jefferson's rye that actually had the presidential, or actually the side portrait of Jefferson, yeah, like on it and stuff like that.
Those are very good.
Yeah, and so once those kind of came to a screeching halt, you couldn't find Jefferson's rye anymore. But now it's coming back and now coming in a cognac finish. So let's go ahead and let's get some more information. So it is non-age stated. Don't really know what it is. 94 proof and has an SRP of $60.
Oh, great. That's a good value.
I think so. And it says specialty bottling on the side. So, hey.
It's got to be special.
Got to be special. Has to be. All right. On the nose.
So you get a lot of that spearmint, you know, rye.
You know, I didn't look on here. And let's see, bottled by artisan. I'm trying to figure out like where it says if it's distilled by, because I think that's would be interesting, but I don't see distilled by information anywhere on here. So that's,
it's got a lot of spearmint, creamy, like a mint chocolate chip kind of note going on, like a thin mint kind of, was what I'm getting.
Definitely a thin mint. I can kind of see that. I'm not getting a strong cognac note to it.
Yeah, I was going into expecting the cognac to come out, but I'm getting more of a, like a thin mint, chocolatey, minty. Well, which is I enjoy. So
see, what we got in the taste here. I think a little bit it rounds it out.
Yeah,
you kind of get almost like a plum sort of taste to it.
It's very creamy. It's like kind of chocolate, velvety, like very kind of almost delicate, but a nice little spice towards the end. And that like plum grape note kind of sits at the end too.
I agree.
It's not so overpowering with some cask finish, but it's subtly there.
That is a really good point to put there. It is just a very subtle way to do it.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and rate it. On the nose, what are you thinking?
Thumbs up. I mean, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. And the taste?
Thumbs up. I thought the taste was exceptional. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I think it was a good balance. You kind of get just a little bit of cognac taste there, but you still have some prominent rye notes there.
Yep.
And the finish?
Sideways. I mean, Trey, I know he loves like in the 90 to 100 proof range, and he thinks like little proof's too harsh, but I always want these like a little bit more, but that so I get it, awesome. Trey. I get it. So this is your baby. I'll let you do your thing.
But good job, Trey. We love it. Congratulations on another fantastic launch. And cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.